for Lawrence. As a lot of people have heard, her and a number of other high-profile celebrities had their telephones hacked recently, their mobile phone accounts hacked, and some very intimate photographs of Jennifer Lawrence in particular and others are circulating the internet. Really, really, you know, full-on explicit photographs, private stuff, obviously. And they were hacked from what a lot of people know now as the cloud, which is kind of this floating out there in the ether storage device. We have John Riley now from TheEffect.net on the line. Hello, John.
Hello, Owen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
John, can you explain in layman's terms, because the traditional way of backing up your phone has been through your laptop, but now, in the last couple of years in particular, it's really taking off this in-the-cloud storage. What is the cloud? Where is the cloud? And who is the cloud?
It's quite a big topic to try and nestle down into one little defining answer, but I guess a cloud is just it's a loose term they use. It's more so it's Google's servers, it's Apple's servers. It's literally you're putting all your stuff into their computers, letting them store it rather than you having to jam pack all of your home hardware with all your facts and all your photos and texts and whatever it may be. So this term cloud is just kind of you don't know where these servers are, so they're as good as being in the cloud. Kind of, it's just the terminology is kind of somewhat misleading. Well, it's not necessarily misleading, but they go off on the internet, off on the Wi-Fi into Apple servers all around the world and Google servers all around the world, and they are held securely. Or obviously with this latest hacker leak, they're questionable how secure these actual servers are.
So this is, the reason we're talking about this, like I say, is because Jennifer Lawrence and all these other high-profile celebrities have had their cloud accounts hacked. And if the reports coming out now are to be believed, some of this data was even deleted from phones. So it was old pictures that had been deleted, were recovered from this cloud system and have now been leaked to the public to, the absolute embarrassment and, you know, disdain of all the celebrities and folk.
Well, firstly, I'm worried about your listenership saying that there's Jennifer Lawrence pictures online that they've completely turned off and they've gone onto Google right now. But anyways, I think the first thing to say is that iCloud hasn't been confirmed as for its involvement, to be honest. Apple haven't spoken whatsoever on the topic as of yet. All the major news sources are waiting on word back from Apple. So the word iCloud and Apple's cloud storage system has been kind of blamed, or it's been tagged quite wrongfully at this moment in time, and people are saying, "Oh, it's the iCloud, it's iCloud." And there is the fact that a lot of these celebrities do use iPhones, and therefore they have the iCloud system in place, but it has not been confirmed.
So there's cloud systems that are nothing to do with Apple. So iCloud pertains obviously to Apple products only, but there are other cloud systems for other providers.
Yes, iCloud is Apple, Google Drive is Google's hard drive kind of storage. Microsoft OneDrive, obviously Dropbox. A lot of people know Dropbox. It's kind of the same setup again. You upload all of your files and store them online in the cloud, as I said. But it's kind of iCloud is the name that's been tagged to this story. But unfortunately, it hasn't been confirmed in the sense that it was iCloud's username and passwords that were hacked.
But doesn't it seem, John, a bit ridiculous? Because I suppose people, you know, probably just go along with these things and think this technology is safe and it's secure. But if you had a file, a physical file of personal stuff that you didn't want people to see, you wouldn't make a copy of that file, walk it down to a library, hand it to a librarian and go, "Would you mind that, please? But make sure nobody takes a look." Because obviously somewhere someone is going to take a look. So is that the case right here? If you want private stuff to remain private, you don't send it out there to the ether and trust that someone else will look after it.
Absolutely. I guess it's not necessarily, because these cloud systems are really secure. Obviously, they know what they're dealing with. They know they've got personal and sensitive information, and a lot of them have various forms of security built in, and, you know, more and more each day they're updating with kind of, there's a thing called two-step verification. So even if you want to add a new device, say you buy a new iPad and you want to sign it on to iCloud, so everything you do on the iPad gets uploaded to the iCloud, but now you have to both put in your old password and a four-code verification that Apple will text you. And there's a lot of just these kind of...
But
it's slightly trickier with Apple. Go on, sorry.
Well, that's all well and good, but I'm sure if you said to Jennifer Lawrence, "Hey, Jennifer, this stuff is really safe and secure," I don't think she'd take your word for it, is it? Like, that seems... If some lad in his bedroom who's got some solid computer skills can access all these stuff and post them publicly, embarrass the hell out of a lot of people and anger a lot of people, and I'm sure also get a lot of people in trouble, you know.
Yeah. I think the important thing is that it, obviously you've got these services and you've got your login detail for these services and people have their username and their passwords. But the big flashing light for me here in terms of this security issue is that you need to make sure that your passwords aren't only strong and they have got different characters and higher case, lower case, numbers, whatever it may be, but they're also unique because we all know how many hundreds of different of accounts and all different services we all use online that we're prone to use the same password, be it a strong password, but the same one nonetheless. And so other websites that aren't nowhere near as strongly guarded as Apple's iCloud and any other of these important services are more easily hackable by these guys in their bedrooms. Like just one website you sign on just willy-nilly and going, I'll use this, I'll grab this thing off this website, I'll log in, blah, 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 and I'll forget about it. So they can hack these, like a lot of these smaller websites have been hacked and a lot of their user bases have been uploaded online. So they kind of can join the dots going, oh, I see this user logged into this weak website. I wonder if they're going to use the same passwords they used here as they used on the big important ones like Facebook, like Gmail, or like the iCloud. So it's really important for your listeners to know that they need to really choose something quite unique, then it's extremely difficult to guess in a sense as well, and make sure that it's for the important stuff like that to have a one that's different to everything else and not use the fallback password that we all tend to use a lot.
But you know, the way it's the stuff like there's apps that are supposed to help people in this kind of endeavor if they want to send a saucy photograph or someone to a significant other, like Snapchat or wherever, which deletes the photo after it's been sent, but you can still screenshot that and save it. So is the basic message here, if you're going to do that kind of thing on your mobile telephone, there is every chance that somewhere down the line that photo could very well end up on the internet, no matter Absolutely. Who you are, how many passwords you've got, end of story.
Once it's digitized, I guess it's out in the ether, as you said, it's there forever. It's undeletable. So if you kind of, I think my best recommendation is buy a disposable camera or something along those lines, because otherwise you're putting it up into the digital cloud or online, and we all know it's very hard to get something back once it's snapped up by the viral nature of the internet, and it's a snowball rolling down the hill. There's no stopping it in a sense.
And can you shed any light on the some of the reports are saying that not only were these accounts compromised and the photos taken, but some of the photos were deleted photos. One of the actresses, haven't got her name to hand, it wasn't Jennifer Lawrence, but she has said that these were old photos that she took with her husband that were deleted. So can you recover stuff that you've deleted?
Well, I guess it's again, as I said, it's important people focus on their passwords, and then for the next process is to focus on just to kind of look at all the services that their phones are talking to. Some people have this thing called automatic upload, be it to the iCloud. With myself now on Google, I have a thing, every photo I take, and when I plug my phone in to charge at night, it uploads it to Google's drive. And even if I delete the photo off my phone, it's still in the drive quite openly. It's not hidden anywhere. So again, if people have my login details, I have it obviously quite secure. I'm up to date with what needs to be done to keep them locked down, but I'm not in the public eye as such. But these celebrities kind of may pick up the latest iPhone and sign into all the services and take a photo and think they've deleted it on the phone, but it has already been uploaded to the iCloud and it's already up there. And unfortunately, if their passwords and if their login details are kind of easily hackable or easily guessable or anything along those lines, that the photo will be there, unfortunately, and it doesn't do a cross delete as you would like to believe.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead was the name of that lady who was saying that her stuff was deleted. But this is the kind of thing, if people might necessarily be aware, like what you just said, that their information auto-updates. So they could take a photograph, maybe it's compromising in some way, shape or form beyond the person it's intended for, and that is automatically sent, even without them opting in. So it's an opt-out service, is it?
Not necessarily. It's more so that they opt in accidentally or opt in by not even knowing what they're doing. It definitely, I think that a lot of the companies would like to highlight that they don't do it without you knowing. That you did, like with Google, I did personally tick the box to say upload my photos when I'm charging. But then, unfortunately, some people may tick these boxes and may not know exactly what they're signing up to. But none of the big guys like Google or Apple are going to do that without your first, but that's how when you say that these images were deleted on a person's phone, but they're still online in cloud, that some of these celebrities in the public eye may have unfortunately ticked boxes, or some of their PA or whoever it may be has set up their systems or set up their accounts and ticked something that they should have read into a bit more, had a bit more information on before they did so.
Okay, super stuff. Listen, John Riley from the effect.net. So as a final word, thank you for coming on, John. As a final word, so you would say, if people don't want any compromising photos of themselves to ever leak on the internet, don't take it on a mobile.
Well, absolutely. As I said, unique passwords, have unlock codes on your devices, and update your devices to the latest software and all that kind of thing. So make sure that everything is updated. And I'd just like to say, Owen, fair play on the Electric Picnic show on Saturday night. It was great. Yourself and Jenny did a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, John.
Really good. I couldn't go, unfortunately, so I was stuck in, but I had a nice HD RTE too, and it was great to see all the guys, and you guys did a great job.
Oh, well, the next best thing, hopefully. John Riley, the effect.net. Yes. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Owen. Thank you.
Cheers.